God, as I come before you this morning, clear away, Lord, the weak. Even right now, Lord, I wish you to wash away the mourning and allow me right in this moment to be in the now. In the now for what you desire to be said, both to these, your people, but also to me, your servant, Lord. So, Lord, right now I ask that you enter in, that your power and majesty enter into this space and journey with me as I offer the words you placed on my heart in the now for each of us present this day. Oh God, I come as humble as I know. Enter into this space. Amen. The mountaintop. I want you to just take a moment and think about a high place you have been. It may have been that you've been on a very majestic mountaintop somewhere in your journey. It might have been that you went to the Grand Canyon and you got a chance to see the majesty of that view. It may have been that you just climbed up in the mountains in the Adirondacks and just looked out from New York State and looked out over the beauty and bounty of that land. It might have been that you simply gone up into the, now I still call it Sears Tower, even though they named it something else. I can't get there. I can't get it out of my head. But you've gone up to a very tall building, whether it's in Chicago or New York City, or maybe you've done the needle in Seattle. Or there's actually a needle in Toronto. I actually went up in that one. And you've just looked out, and it might have been an experience where you were on this high place in the night and seeing all of the brightness of the stars and the lights that are below you. It might have been during the day. It might have been early in the morning. I want you to imagine that likewise you might have been at a beach or a park, or you might have been at the ocean, and you're watching the sun rise up and seeing it come over the horizon. That might have been your experience, but I want you to just take 10 seconds and think about that place. Now that you got it, I'm here to tell you that's not where we're going. Because indeed, this is not what is happening in our text. Jesus and his three disciples are going up to this mountaintop. There's no allusion to us early on of what might happen at this location. But what we do know is they were going, that Jesus was going there, and for what reason, we're not exactly sure. But I believe, as consistent with Jesus, he was going to be away from the crowds. He was going to be in a place where he could think, where he could pray. But on this occasion, he's brought three of his disciples with him to go up to this place. And we hear in the story very quickly upon their arrival, as they get to this location, that something begins to happen. That something begins to change. And that his disciples, who it tells in the scripture, they're a little tired, they're a little weary, and they're about ready to fall asleep, as they customarily will do quite a bit. They're ready to rest. Jesus, there's something going on with Jesus. And as they can barely glimpse into what is happening, there is this transformation, this transfiguration that is going on, to where they are no longer just the three of them on this mountain, the three of them on this mountain, but now the four of them, rather, on this mountain. There's now six of them on the mountain. Because Moses and Elijah, they can see them with Jesus having a conversation. All on the mountaintop. And as the scripture tells us, Peter immediately says, well, let's fix this. Let's build some houses. Let's build some monuments on this mountain. Jesus And the text does not respond. Because in that moment, when Jesus does not respond, in that moment, the clouds begin to come over. Something else begins to transfer on this mountaintop. There begins to be this cloud that covers the entire mountain. And I want to believe that if I had been there with those disciples, I'd have been like them. I'd have been like, what in the world is happening now? I would have been scared and been afraid. Susan, I would have been like, uh-oh, something is happening that I have no control over. Something is happening that I don't even know what to do with. Something is happening and I'm being placed into a place where I have no control. In essence, I can't see down the mountain. I can't see what's around me. I don't know what's happening, but here I am. I know that James and Peter and I, that we're standing here, and I know this, that we're on this mountain, but I don't know what's happening because the cloud has covered and we can barely see anything that's happening. And then these words are spoken. On this mountain, God speaks. And God says, "This is my son. Listen to him. Listen to him." And I want to ride with that on this mountaintop for a while because that is what we hear. God says, "Listen to him." When they went up on this mountain, I don't know that they imagined that they were going to do anything other than go up there, maybe take a break, maybe have a snack, maybe lay down and sleep, maybe Jesus would pray in the corner, but they didn't expect this. That up on this mountain, something happened for them too. And they heard it. They were a part of it. This was not the Moses mountain. You know, when Moses goes up to the mountain, as you recall, Moses goes up on the mountain all by himself. And Moses has this burning bush experience. And God speaks to Moses. And Moses has no one else with him. When God speaks to Moses in the moment of giving Moses these Ten Commandments. In fact, when God gives him these Ten Commandments, God actually says to him, "You need to take these down there because they ain't got this thing right. You need to take these down there and tell them that they need to change what they're doing, that they need to be obedient to the laws and ways of what I have called them to do." This was a different type of mountaintop. But here, God says to those who were gathered with Jesus, "Listen to him." This mountaintop experience was solely built on listening to God, listening to the servant of God. This mountaintop was not built for you to have to do anything but pay attention to God, because God will give you the direction you need. God will give you what you need to get through. So all I'm asking you to do is listen to my son. Listen to Jesus. Listen to his words, or be obedient to his ways, follow his examples. If you listen to him in all ways, he will direct your path. He is saying, "Listen, my children." You've heard the song, "Lord, listen to my children praying." Again, we are being called to listen because God listens. This experience of being on this mountaintop, for me, is built around the fact that you and I are called, they are called to this mountain so that they might have no other disturbances around them, so that God, Dawn, might speak to them directly. God speaks to these three in a way that God does not speak to any of the three in our scripture. God speaks to those three and says to them, "Listen to me. Listen to my son, because he has something for you. It may not be what you want to hear. It may not be what you want to do. It may not be the place you want to go, but listen to him." Which is the struggle with being on the mountain. Because being on the mountain means that you are called to listen to the Lord. And I think sometimes for us, this is a struggle to listen up on the mountain. This is a different type of mountain experience when Dr. Martin Luther King would give the "I Have a Dream" speech, where he went to the mountain in a dream. The mountain experience for him happened in a dream. It did not happen on a high plateau place that we would imagine, as it did in this moment for these three. No, it happened in a dream. So I asked you earlier to think of that high place that you have been. I asked you to think about that place where you, that majestic place where you have been, that you can reflect on and remember. And did you, and in that place, was there so many other noises going on that you could not actually listen or see? Here's the key: listen or see the glory of God. You see, when you go to the Empire State Building or Sears Tower, whatever, when you go to those high places, quite often there's a lot of other people with you. And they're just talking and chattering, and they're doing their thing. But how often are you able to find that quiet space and just realize, oh my God, how good God is? That God could teach us how to make buildings, and God could teach us how to create our own light, and that God could allow us to figure out a pattern of creating a city. Do we ever imagine when we stand there and realize and listen to God's goodness when we're standing in those places? Or do we get so overcrowded with the, oh, I want to go see this. Oh, look over there. There's that. There's this. Do we ever sit there and are we listening to God? Or when we go to those places like the parks, like the great parks of America, and we look at the views, are we able to realize of God? Are we listening to God in the midst of those experiences? Or are we just there? Does God need to put a cloud around us? Oh, now talk to me. Does God need to put a cloud around us so that we might hear and see God's goodness? Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you this. Your mountaintop experience does not have to be as this was. Your mountaintop experience may not be this at all. Your mountaintop experience may come in a very different way. You see, when I came to this thing called ministry, I didn't come with a sense of wide openness to listening to what God had to say. It would take someone talking to me privately in my car who would say to me, Michael, you are my pastor, and I think you should go to seminary. It was in that moment that I knew that it was God speaking, not the young man in my car. Because I was listening to what God had to say. I know that in my darkest night, when I felt at the least and the loss, that God has come and offered a word to me, and I've heard it even in the midst of my pain and or my sorrow, because I was listening to God. Was I on a mountain? No. Was I down in the valley? Yes. Was I struggling to figure out what day it was? Yes. Was I troubled and going through trials and tribulations? Yes. Because that mountaintop experience is not one, I believe, that in our scripture is stating the fact that you and I have to be in this very high place. That high place is where we are, where we are standing. What are we doing? How are we serving? How are we living? How are we being who God calls us to be? Now, yes, the disciples later on will come down off of this location. But notice what happens. They don't tell anyone what has just happened. They don't tell anyone. And you know what? I think that's right. I've just been up in this very expansive place with the Lord, and I'm going to go down and try and explain this to somebody when I don't even understand what just happened. I don't understand how God made a way out of way, no way. I don't understand how God got me over. I don't understand what changes that made this happen. So why would I go down and try to explain this to somebody when I don't even know what just happened? How many times can you tell a story and someone says, yeah, really? And you have that sense that they don't believe you. That sense of doubt that they didn't understand. And when you have that mountaintop encounter, trust me, immediately folks will not understand. They will not get it. They don't see how a God like that could do a thing for you in that way. You can't imagine that God would make a way out of no way for you. You can't imagine that God would heal your broken soul. You cannot believe that God will mend a terrible, distorted spirit. You cannot believe that God will bring things to you miraculously that you never imagine, nor did you hope for. But again, it was the mountaintop. You and I today have the same requirements today. God is asking you and me to listen for God.
to listen for God in the lowest of our valleys, to listen for God in the middle of our experiences, to listen for God when we are up on those high mountaintop experiences, because God is present with us in and every and all ways. And the request is, will we listen? Because many of us think, I don't have a mountaintop. I won't go up like this with Jesus. I won't have a cloud encompass me. Well, yes, we do. Because there are times when we don't know which way to go, and we don't know what to do, and we don't know how we're going to make it through. And that is when God is right there listening for you and offering you and me what we might need. There are times when we don't know what to do with this or what to do with that, but we do not do what is required, which is to listen for God, to invite God in, and to allow God to change us, to rearrange us. The song says, I know I've been changed because the angels in heaven done call my name. Do you know that you have been changed because you have said yes to Jesus? Do you know that you have been changed because you have said yes to I want to grow in community and life of faith? Do you know that you have been changed even when it's only just that much or that much or that much? Because the angels in heaven has already called your name. Do you know that when you serve somebody who is down and out, you know that you've been changed? When you're willing to give up your last to someone who's in need, even though you don't know what's going on, you know you've been changed. When you live in a time where you don't look at someone by the color of their skin, by the sexual orientation that they abide in, do you know that you've been changed? When you are able to say that I will love the Lord with all my mind, with all my strength, but I will also love my neighbor as I do myself, do you know that you've been changed? Because the angels in heaven are calling your name. I don't know. I don't know what your journey has been. I don't know what your experiences may be. But I do know this, that the mountaintop is not limited to just me or someone else. The mountaintop is your mountaintop. The mountaintop is my mountaintop. The mountaintop is because Jesus and the angels are calling your name. So the challenge for you and me, which has been the challenge from the jump street, is will we listen to God? Will we allow God, Donna, to come in and talk to us and offer us direction? Will we allow God to come in and ask us questions that will challenge us, reshape us, remold us? Or will we just turn away and do the same things we've always done in the same ways we've always done them? Because we're going to say that's not God talking. Your mountaintop, my mountaintop, is individual. May you come to know that God is speaking to you and that God is asking you as well as me to listen and to do as we have been taught by Christ. Amen. Thank you.